This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, Jack. Lance Lysowski from the Buffalo News. Congratulations. Big night, I'm sure. So based on the humble beginnings of your career, the way it's gone these last 5 years or so, I mean, what was the reaction? What are the emotions you're experiencing tonight? And were you surprised at all that Buffalo was the team that ended up picking you, just based on maybe the frequency and just the quality of the conversations you had with them? Or was this a team that you expected that could be, you know, one of your landing spots, potential landing spots?
Yeah, thank you. Obviously, it was a very exciting night for me and my family. I think it was a long wait and a lot of, you know, years of hard work went into it, not just for me, but my family as well. And for your last question, I think I knew that my meetings were, you know, went well with Buffalo, and we had some great talks, but at the same time, I had, you know, no expectations, or I had no idea where I was going to go. So, you know, I knew that it was a good spot and talks went well, but I was not expecting to go, I don't think, no.
Hi, Jack. Congratulations. This is Bill Happy from the Times Herald. Could you tell us a little bit more about your journey? I guess a few years ago, you were cut from a couple teams. You used to play a couple other sports. Like, what's happened in the last couple of years to make your career take off so quickly, I guess?
Yeah, thanks, Bill. I mean, growing up in minor hockey, I, you know, played all kinds of sports and was a multi-sport athlete kind of. And I didn't really, you know, train for hockey or anything. I just played it. As a result of that, maybe I got cut from the AAA teams. I played AA throughout my minor hockey. And my minor midget year was my first year at AAA. And I worked on my skating a lot that year. And I think that was a big reason my game improved. And I was lucky enough to get drafted to the OHL. And from there, I think, you know, the 3 years from there, my game continuously got better. Started with a year in junior A and then 2 years under Andre and his staff in Ottawa. And I think my game kind of continuously got better. And you know, it was a progression to get where I am today, I guess.
Jack, Paul Hamilton from WGRZ. Congratulations on your selection.
Thank you.
What, you score 12 goals 1 year and the next year you score 52 in basically the same amount of games. There's one game difference. What was the biggest difference for you that turned you into the goal scorer you were this past year, maybe compared to the year before? What did you learn about yourself that made you such a better player?
Yeah, it's hard to say just one thing. I think there was a lot of factors that went into it. A great off season, training wise, and a great skill coach. And I think those things translated through the year. And one big thing Andre was hard on me about, my coach, was getting to the inside of the ice and using my competitiveness kind of in a different mindset to, you know, to get to the middle of the ice and to score goals that way and not sit back and just try to make plays. So I think my mindset switched a lot from 1 year to the next, and that was a big difference.
Hi, Jack. Greg Vorse from Spectrum News here in Buffalo. Congratulations, as we all will say as we get going here. For you, you're a puck driver, if you will, forward winger. If you would, what do you think you bring to this club, and where do you see yourself fitting in on a team that's clearly rebuilding right now?
Yeah, I think my main asset is I'm an offensive player. I'm a goal scorer. I like to shoot the puck, but I also like to kind of, you know, drive the bus offensively and make plays and kind of make it hard on other teams' on other teams defensively. But so I think, you know, first and foremost is I'm an offensive player, but I think my defensive game's, you know, pretty well-rounded too, and I can be relied on in all situations. And I think kind of my competitiveness as a player helps me, you know, kill penalties and that kind of thing, and kind of, I guess, be a rounded player, not just an offensive player.
Hi, Jack. Mike Harrington of the Buffalo News here. Congratulations.
Thank you.
In learning a little bit about the mental gymnastics of all of this for you guys. I mean, your seasons prematurely end. You have no idea really what's going to happen going forward. You didn't get to go through the combine. You didn't get to go through the draft. You had to interview on video calls. I'm sure the teams took that into account, how you reacted to all this. What has this whole situation been like for somebody who ends up in the top 10 of the first round?
Yeah, it's been a lot, I think, would be the right word to describe it. Obviously, it's different than other years, but I wasn't a part of the other years, so I, you know, don't have that to compare it to. But I think it was just kind of being patient for me was the main challenge. It was obviously a long wait for this day to come, and a lot of interviews, a lot of off-season training for the last 6 months, not knowing, you know, what team I was going to end up at. So there was a lot of unknowns. So I think just staying patient for me was the most important thing mentally.
Hey, Jack, Matt Bove here with the ABC station in Buffalo. Like everybody else has said, congratulations. You know, as we go through this process and we start to research all the different prospects, the term NHL ready gets thrown around a lot. And I know this isn't necessarily something you can control, but where do you see your game? How far out do you think that is? And if that is still a little bit away, what areas do you think you'd need to work on?
Yeah, I think I can obviously make a lot of improvements in my game, but at the same time, I think I want to prove that I'm ready to play in the NHL next year. And if the team decides that I need one more year in junior, I'll use that to work on my game. And I think the year after that, I'll definitely be ready to play.
Brian Duff from Sabres TV and Sabres.com. The question would be, did you make Marco Rossi this year or did he make you?
I think we both made each other better throughout the year, and I don't know. Yeah, we'll leave it at that. Marco's a super good player, and you know, I don't think would be the same player if I didn't get to play the last 2 years with him. He pushed me every day, and I learned a lot from him. So I'm very grateful. I got to be his teammate the last 2 years.
Hi, Jack. Lance Lysowski from the Buffalo News again. Can you maybe provide us with some insight into, you know, these past several months since the season ended? What have you done to make yourself a better player and better prepare yourself for whenever the season starts, wherever you may be playing, you know, in 2020, 2021?
Yeah, great question. It's been a long offseason. Like I said, I think, you know, 6 months now at least. And I've, you know, focused a lot of that on the gym, especially early on. My two main things I wanted to work on were my speed, kind of my skating, being more explosive and just being a better skater. I think I can always be a better skater, and that will help me be a better goal scorer and stuff if I can, you know, be a little quicker and everything. And just being a little more solid too, like stable on my feet kind of thing. When a big guy tries to knock me off the puck or something, if I can kind of hold him off and make a play. So those are the two big things I kind of had in my mind. So the 6 months in the gym definitely helped that. And just being on the ice, I mean, I just try to work on everything, you know, every one of my skills, try to improve it.
Hi, Jack. John Vogel with The Athletic. Congratulations. One of the first things they mentioned right after you got drafted was the word late birthday. What does that mean to you? And what were the benefits and drawbacks of being a late birthday?
Yeah, well, obviously it gave me another year to kind of improve as a player before I got drafted. So I've been hearing that word kind of a lot in the last few years from, you know, for me personally, the first year, my 16-year-old year, I got sent back to junior A, and that was the big thing. You know, you have a late birthday, we're going to give you, it's kind of like a free year. You get to play junior A and, you know, develop there. And so I've been hearing that word a lot too, but I mean, it's not something I focus on. I just think, you know, I've gotten better each and every year as a player, and I want to continue to do that year after year down the road in my career. And I think that's my goal as a player.
Hey, Jack, Brayton Wilson for WGR Sports Radio 550 here in Buffalo. Congratulations and welcome to the Sabres. Just want to ask you, for anyone that hasn't ever seen you play in the OHL or play hockey, how would you describe yourself in your own words as the type of player that you are?
I think I'm an offensive player, shoot first guy. I like to score goals, but I think I'm also just an offensive driver. I like to hold on to the puck and make plays with the puck, make my line mates better. But I can also, you know, be good defensively and kill penalties. And I think I, you know, like to compete all over the ice.
Yes, Jack, playing with Marco Rossi, of course, we're in Ottawa here. We watched you grow up the last 2 years. Knowing that this year he was a first round prospect right off the bat, and you kind of climbed your way all year long and just finishing just ahead of him this time in the draft. How do you feel about that? That's a pretty quick rise.
Yeah, I think, like I said earlier on the call, being able to play with Marco all year was great for me. He kind of, you know, set the mark, I guess, of, you know, where a first rounder was, and he pushed me every day. And I think I learned a lot from him, and I kind of, you know, knew I had to, you know, keep getting better to get to his level. And we're obviously drafted very similar, and there's a long way ahead of us. And I think we're both going to keep improving and become, you know, great players down the road the next couple of years.
Hey, Jack, Matt Beauvais again. I'm just curious. I know you're still processing everything. You've only been a Sabre for like an hour and a half now. But once you hear that you're selected by the Buffalo Sabres, what are the first things you think? Like when you hear Buffalo Sabres, what comes to mind for you?
Yeah, I mean, tonight I was just super excited and kind of relieved. And there's a lot of emotions. But when I think of Buffalo, I think like of a great sports town and a great hockey town. So I think I was very excited just because of that. You know, first of all, and also I think it was just a, you know, a great spot. I think right away I thought, like, I'm very excited to, you know, be able to try to make this team and, be a part of it, I guess.
Hey, Jack, Greg Borse again from Spectrum News, kind of going off of what Matt just asked you, when you talk about Buffalo and you talk about hockey, you can't not talk about Jack Eichel. What do you think it's going to be like getting to get on the ice with someone like him?
Yeah, I'm really excited for that. He's, you know, one of my favorite players. I love the way he does things on the ice. You know, I watch a lot of YouTube about him and stuff just to kind of, you know, try to pick up some things. So I love him as a player, and it's obviously really exciting to, you know, hopefully be future teammates with him down the road and, I guess, short-term get on the ice with him, yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.